Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Word of God for our meditation, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it, they obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means that I have preached to others, and myself should be a castaway. Here ends our text. In Christ Jesus our Savior and Lord, dear faculty and students of Concordia Seminary, the Apostle Paul here evidently is speaking about athletic contests, more particularly a race. All of them are contenders, but only one receives the prize. When you look around in our American society, you see many contests of this kind. We are geared to competition somehow. We spend more money on sports than any other nation on the face of the earth, perhaps all of them put together. When you can assemble 17 home games in a row at Michigan Stadium, seating over 100,000 people, certainly there is a lot of money invested here. They keep doing it consistently. And then we think of all our professional athletic teams. How they fill stadia after stadia, how they train, how they go about getting ready for the contest. Baseball teams have spring training programs which cost money. And many of these people are so finely tuned physically that they become worshippers of the body and forget about their soul. We have competition in everything around us. How many people reach for the Wall Street Journal to follow the ups and downs of their stocks and bonds before they reach for the Word of God for their daily devotion? Families have competition, brothers and sisters contending with one another. Businesses have competition. They're getting sick. They train others to help them in order that they might reach the top. They want to be number one. They want to be the most successful and the richest of everybody. We talk about keeping up with the Joneses, and this is another competition designed to stay ahead of our neighbors. We think of the competition we have for elective offices in cities, counties, states, and the nation. And we think now the candidates for the presidency of the United States, those already announced, and others who are practicing to throw their hat in the ring. In all of this, the most important race, the most important competition is forgotten, and that is how to attain the real final prize, eternal glory with our God in heaven. Paul says, it's the race. In his analogy, they all run, but only one receives the prize. Now we are in competition, to be sure, However, there are more than one winner. You faculty people are preparing men to go out into the ministry into this competitive society. And you know, because you've been out there, that the competition is fierce. And you young men who are preparing to go into the ministry, you know that the Word of God and your work are going to be in competition with many enemies. The devil, the world, and our sinful flesh are still all active. Satan perhaps smarter than he's ever been, because he's learned by experience how to use the world and the sinful flesh in order to mislead people and to bring them under his dominion. And as you then use what you are going to get into, the prospects are not great that you will get a whole lot of help from our society. Rather, you will be looking at Satan across the way, and he will be doing his stuff to counteract whatever it is you will try to accomplish. And you know, of course, that all men are sinful, including yourself. And that there is then the great temptation not to work so hard to compete so terrifically, but to run along. And I think the curse of many a Christian congregation has always been a lazy preacher, one who doesn't have to do any more than need to hold the position he has. And Paul was not that kind of man. He got tired, and he got frustrated, and you will too. But he has this competitive spirit. He runs. And at the end of his life, he could say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And you too. Despite the fact that you're going to be dealing with sinful people, are going to know success, because you and the Holy Spirit are on the same team. And when you proclaim the word, the Holy Spirit will work faith in the hearts of those who hear it. You will run your race. You will be faithful to your calling. You will do it with dedication. You will know your enemies, that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, you will do it with dedication. You will know your enemies, that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness, the rulers of this world, darkness, the spiritual wickedness in high places, and you will be tempted by Satan to slow up, to take life easy, to do that which is convenient to make you popular. You will find excuses which everybody can use. I have to be with my family. I cannot be forever running after people. I must train my people to do some the evangelism work for me. Don't rely on that. The best way to teach anyone evangelism is to take them by the hand and lead them into situations where he can learn. And if the pastor doesn't, by good example, go out and do the evangelism work, the members will never catch the spirit of which calls off the competitiveness to go and to do the work which is necessary in order that we might combat all the evil influences that come upon our people. You will fight the good fight of faith. you will run that you may obtain. And of course, you know that law and gospel are your food. The law which condemns us all under sin, and the gospel which holds out to us the hope of forgiveness and everlasting life. And so you will go on, teaching, preaching, giving of yourself, keeping your body in subjection, staying in faith, especially spiritually, so that you can combat the evil forces of the wicked world. You will in all things stand on God's holy word and know that he who has called you into his ministry will also sustain you if you but apply yourself faithfully. You are now learning the fundamentals of the ministry. There will be many occasions when you will be seeking the advice of fellow pastors and colleagues in the ministry. You will learn from them that you have not learned in the classroom or out of a book. It isn't all written down yet, you know. And things change from day to day out there in the world where you are going to be running your race, where you are going to be slugging it out. So take heart and fear not. The Lord has redeemed you too, and he has called you by his name. You belong to him. So you strive then as one who has hope of success, who wants to win the race, because you and God are together working on the hearts of people. May the Lord in his wisdom grant that all of us who are wrestling, not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, may in the end receive the prize, that is, we may have to gain souls for God's kingdom and have their names written in the book of life. As you baptize children later in your ministry, you will remember that God is there recording what you do. And it is eminently worthwhile that for us, great men may be presidents or rulers of countries, for you as the spiritual leader of a Christian parish will help many people, not for this corruptible prize, which may be a gold medal or whatever they strive for, a citation of one kind or another, but it means that this person who through you has received the message will now find treasures in heaven, and you will have helped it to get there. May the Lord grant his blessing upon everything that any of our pastors do, to his glory and for the benefit of his people.